Fantastic. Okay. So, that is what grace means. Getting something that you do not deserve at all. Jesus came into the world to bring us God's grace. That's what our verse for the day says. Even though we did not deserve him coming into the world to save us. Okay? But please, would you look at that verse again? Read it with me. Okay? For from his fullness we have all received grace. Yeah, it's not just grace, is it? It's grace upon grace. Now, what on earth does that mean? What do you think it means to have grace upon grace? So, let's think of it in bars of chocolate terms. Let's go back to Conrad. Wave your big bar of chocolate around. There you are. That is symbolic of grace. Conrad admitted he didn't deserve it, but he got it. So what do you think grace upon grace might look like in terms of chocolate? Any answers? Sorry, what? Two bars. You reckon he should have two bars? I tell you, if we gave him another bar of chocolate, the rest of us would be thinking, why him? Why not me? Why was I silly enough not to keep my hand up earlier on? And we'd be right to be thinking all of that. But you see, that's the point, isn't it? That is grace upon grace. That one symbolizes grace. Conrad, come out again. See, there we are. We got another sack, hey? Where's your chocolate? Oh, I wouldn't leave that down there, mate. I saw Sandra. She thought, I'll have that. Never mind, and I'm not sharing it with the kids. There you are, Conrad. If that one is grace we have in here, yeah. There we are. Grace, grace upon grace. Hey, big round of applause for Conrad, eh? No, do you see that? He offered to share it with me. That is absolutely fantastic. Okay, Conrad, there you go. Happy Christmas to you. And just to say that, I mean, I know you've been a believer for a long time. And I know that you know that when God's grace comes into your heart and into your life in Jesus, then he makes you a gracious and a generous person. So don't get sick. Do share with others this Christmas time. And remember this next Christmas, put your hand up, keep your hand up, you don't know what might happen. Of course, John was not referring to chocolate when he said grace upon grace. What do you think it means for us to receive grace upon grace in Jesus? John, who wrote the Gospel of John, says something which I think gives us just a little bit of a clue as to what grace upon grace might have meant for him. On a number of times in his gospel, and there are some on the table as you leave the building today, you can go and pick it up and read the gospel for yourself. A number of times in the gospel, John refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. The disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, I don't think John thought that he was any more special than any other disciple of Jesus. I think he just knew in his heart and in his experience that Jesus loved him. That God had come into the world and shown John that he was loved by God. Now, there are a number of things that John tells us about in his gospel. And I reckon because John knew that Jesus loved him, I reckon that when he wrote about these other people and he wrote about the miracles that he had experienced and witnessed and seen, I think because he knew Jesus loved him personally, I think he found it very difficult not to think, actually, that applies to me too. So coming up on the screen, there's a long list of things in John's gospel which are ours in Jesus. And John knew them because he was knew that he was loved by Jesus. I am a child of the living God. I reckon as he wrote John chapter 1, he must have thought that himself. Those who believed in him, he gave the right to become children of God. I think he must have thought that. I'm a child of God. My sin was taken away by the Lamb of God, Jesus. I'm known personally by the Lord God. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus. I knew you before we met. John said, yet God knew me too. I was born again of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus he could be. And John must have thought, well, I've been born again. I'm loved unimaginably by God. I found what I've been looking for, and I need never thirst again. That was the woman at the well. I've eaten of the bread of life. I'm no longer condemned. I'm free. I know the voice of the Good Shepherd, and Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows me. I have a rock-solid hope of the resurrection. That's what Jesus said to Martha when her brother had died. And John must have thought, wow, I know that true, too. The living God washed my feet. Well, hey, Jesus had knelt and washed his feet. I know the way to the Father. I know the truth and the life. I'm spiritually nurtured and fed by the Lord Jesus. I am loved by the Father, and the Father and the Son live in me through the Holy Spirit. I have God's teaching by the power of the Holy Spirit. I was chosen by Jesus. I'm protected by the Son of God and the Father. I know the Lord who deals tenderly with doubters, like he did with my friend Thomas. I know the Lord who forgives and heals and restores those who've badly betrayed him and let him down, like my friend Peter. I've received the word of God, the light of the world, the Son of God, and I have life in his name. I think John knew all of that because he knew Jesus loved him. And you know what? I think grace upon grace to us all must mean something about us knowing the love of Jesus in our hearts today. So those chocolates, they kind of like symbolize grace and grace upon grace. But this is the wonder of Christmas. And I think sometimes it's as we say things, we find our souls and inner beings unwrapping them in our hearts. All right? So I wonder, would you say these things with me from John's Gospel? Say them personally. Dare to say them if you've never said anything like this before. And pray that God would help you by His Spirit to unwrap these wonderful gifts, that you know the love of Jesus, that you know the grace upon grace of Jesus in your heart and your life this Christmas time. So, yeah, join with me in saying, I am a child of the living God. My sin was taken away by the Lamb of God, Jesus. I am known personally by the Lord God. I was born again by the Holy Spirit of God. I am loved unimaginably by God. I have found what I've been looking for and will never thirst again. I have eaten of the bread of heaven. I am no longer condemned. I am free. I know the voice of the Good Shepherd, and Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows me. I have a rock-solid hope of the resurrection. The living God washed my feet. I know the way to the Father and the truth and the life. I'm spiritually nurtured and fed by the Lord Jesus, the vine. I am loved by the Father, and the Father and the Son live in me through the Holy Spirit. I have God's teaching. I was chosen by Jesus and protected by the Son and the Father. I know the Lord who deals tenderly with doubters. I know the Lord who forgives, heals, and restores those who badly fail him. I have received the word of God, the light of the world, the Son of God. I have the life in his name. That is what I think it means to be a disciple loved by Jesus and to know his grace upon grace. So grace be upon each of us this Christmas time. And may the Lord really unwrap those things in our hearts and our souls. For from his fullness we have all. No one need be left out. Received grace upon grace. And we're going to sing our final carol, and our musicians are going to come out and be ready to lead us. Why don't you stand and prepare to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.